There's now a plan in Washington aimed at helping Black homeowners and renters. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. Tomorrow we'll learn how existing home sales fared in May. Home sales have been falling in recent months thanks to high prices and rising interest rates. The government-backed mortgage corporations Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae recently released plans aimed at reducing housing barriers in underserved communities, particularly among Black homeowners and renters. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The plans include pilot projects meant to build up people's credit histories and counseling on how to buy and maintain a home. Katrina Jones is with Fannie Mae.
The housing inequities in our nation, they're deep and they're longstanding.
That's because of the lasting impact of redlining and predatory lending. Georgetown Law Professor Cheryl Cashin is the author of White Space, Black Hood.
Black people have less wealth and less money to bring to the table when they're trying to buy a property or rent a property.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac say they'll test programs that'll offer help with down payments and alternatives to security deposits. Cashin says the idea is to help Black Americans build wealth,
which is a direct way of making up for a really awful legacy of anti-Blackness in housing that continues today.
The Black homeownership rate in the U.S. is 42%, according to Fannie Mae. Among whites, it's more than 70%. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Crypto had a roller coaster weekend, that's putting it lightly. Bitcoin fell below the benchmark $20,000 level on Saturday, then bounced back yesterday, and then fluctuated up and down overnight. And what'll happen today is anybody's guess. Here to break it down is economist Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So it's interesting. I've been talking to folks about crypto as the hedge against inflation. That was an argument for a long time. What are we saying now?
Well, crypto hasn't been much of the hedge that it was purported to be. It was supposed to be a hedge for weakness in the dollar or money printing by sovereign governments, hedge for inflation. It's been none of those things. It's just been collapsing.
How do people, is it just a matter of limiting the amount of money that you're sort of investing in those markets? How do you brace for a wave like this?
Well, I think, you know, the weakness of creating a private money is that nobody stands behind it. That's what differentiates a private money from a government-backed money. When there's a crisis, the Fed can step in and pump liquidity into the system. When a private money experiences a run on the bank, there's nobody to stand behind it and back it up. And I think what we're seeing here is some of the structural weakness of trying to create a private money.
And we talked about sort of the interconnectedness of now crypto and the U.S. dollar and currencies around the world, even though the sort of idea was to separate. Is there such thing as a hedge anymore?
Well, this is a moment where, you know, when recession fears are on the rise, there's selling of almost everything. And because the Fed is raising rates, that includes bonds. So right now, there's been a lot of correlation across most asset classes because we are just in a correction mode.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspective. Julia, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Netherlands pioneered greenhouse farming. That country has some of the most technologically advanced farmers in the world. Now it's using crops as building materials. John Lorenzen went to take a look.
I'm standing on a bridge in the Dutch town of Almere for pedestrians and cyclists that's made of natural fiber.
Well, that's actually the whole bridge is being built from flax.
Frans van der Vel is commercial advisor at Fibercore Europe, the company that built this 15-metre single-span bridge.
Our business is making composite bridges. Normally we use glass fiber or carbon fiber even, but in this bridge we use flax fiber.
Flax is a plant with a pretty blue flower and seeds you can sprinkle on salads. In the way steel wire is set in concrete in conventional construction, a mesh of flax fibre is set in resin that is, by the way, part natural, part not. So far, this method costs about twice as much as building the standard way. On the bridge, I meet tourist Elizabeth Beck, who's over from Pennsylvania.
Honestly, I think it's amazing. I actually use flax, the flax seed, for breakfast, and now I'm standing on a flax bridge, so that's kind of pretty cool.
The Netherlands is full of canals and has many bridges. Jan Hoek is Almere deputy mayor.
In the Netherlands, over 85,000 bridges will be replaced, renewed in the coming 20 years. And if we do that in the same way we build them, there's this enormous carbon dioxide coming out of the process.
So they're looking at alternatives. Lucas de Man is the founder CEO of Biobased Creations, which promotes organic building materials.
I'm talking about hemp. I'm talking about cattail, which is a cigar plant that grows in swamps and in water regions. I'm talking about mycelium, which is the roots of the mushroom. Straw, just very simple straw. You can build houses completely of it.
In the future, he says, we'll buy building materials from farmers. In Almere, Holland, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
Ad-supported streaming services, you know, with commercials, kind of like how TV works, they're going to bring in nearly $20 billion in revenue this year, according to projections from Insider Intelligence. A lot of the big players, Paramount, Fox, and the like, are the companies behind many ad-supported streams, so don't worry, they're getting theirs. And with so many streaming options out there, customers are prioritizing the ones that they're willing to pay for. And then they're supplementing those with free ad-supported versions, and then complaining about all the commercials. Myself included. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.